It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Public health measures to protect against COVID-19 also appear to be keeping the flu in Colorado at bay. Health leaders urged people to get flu shots, and more than 2 million Coloradans did. That's a 16% increase from the same time last year, according to the state health department. Outpatient clinics and hospital emergency rooms report far fewer flu cases than normal. So far this season, just 18 people have been hospitalized with it. Public health measures like mask wearing, distancing, and washing hands appear to be helping limit the spread of the flu. Restaurants and bars are scrambling to maintain a steady fuel supply for space heaters to keep customers warm outside this winter. Propane is proving crucial as customers are served at tables that have been set up on sidewalks, streets, and patios to comply with coronavirus restrictions. Running out of propane and facing chilly customers is a constant risk, and high demand means propane tanks aren't always easy to find. In Fort Collins, managers say they've sometimes had to drive around looking to exchange tanks that have run dry. As the new Congress gets underway, Colorado Representative Jason Crow says additional COVID relief is at the top of his agenda. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Crow says the country needs to beat the pandemic, and that means help for businesses, help for people getting sick, help for vaccine distribution, and much more.
You know, we didn't have to be here. This is much worse than it ever had to be. So it's time that we have leadership and address this with the aggressiveness that I know this country can address it with.
The first bill Crow plans to submit this year deals with campaign finance, though. It's his End Dark Money Act, the first bill he introduced in the last Congress. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is being sued for blocking people on Twitter. A lawyer filed the suit in federal court Sunday on behalf of a Democratic former state lawmaker who lives in Boebert's district. A different federal court ruled last year that President Trump could not block his critics on Twitter because he was using the site in his official capacity. Boebert's office said it would not comment on pending litigation. Much of Colorado has the chance for snow today in the mountains. That's through the day and tonight along the Front Range. And in western Colorado, mostly this evening, there's the possibility for snow, then some clearing tomorrow, and sunny weather and warmer temperatures for later in the week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.